Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of heightened energetic upgrades to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your guide on this journey. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy, and sound alchemist. Sound healer. And in this episode, this is a companion to the episode on Scorpio, the collective karma of humanity. And if you would like to check that out, please do so. I encourage you to. But this is the sound activation. In this sound activations are energy healing sessions. So we are going to dive into the waters of the noon, of the cosmic womb. iHeartRadio, please switch over to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We want our energy field to be as pristine as possible, and when we mix frequencies and start getting squirrely shit in, it's not a good idea. So just be very, very mindful of where you are listening to this. You can listen to this on my website for free as many times as you like, and there's also a wonderful search function call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing frequencies. I ask that you bless us with the breath of life and that you nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of the water, of ease, of flow, of abundance, of creation, of creativity. Purify our hearts, our womb spaces. Nurture our hearts. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy. I ask that you guide us into deep alignment with our intuition, with our inner knowing, with the wisdom of our soul. I ask that you heighten our intuitive abilities, that you allow us to see, to hear, to receive the messages that we need in this moment for our highest good and the highest good of the collective. Allow us to connect with the cosmic waters of the noon, to bring back into wholeness and into union those parts of ourselves that we have ostracized. Shaddai, and ask that you activate the noon and the other divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, of transformation, of transmutation. I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom. I call in your fiery, passionate energy. I ask that you infuse us with deep wisdom. That you align us with truth. And as we align even more deeply with truth, with discernment, I ask that you illuminate our path forward today and every day. Blessing us with courage, with hope, with strength, with fortitude. The direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth as we activate the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. I ask that you ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power, allowing the blue flame to corresponding to wisdom. You can think of it a little bit to the right of your ear, to the right of your right ear. Breathing, allowing the wisdom to begin to be activated within us. Breathing the golden light, envisioning the Heter, the Chokhmah, expression of your soul through the voice. Thank you. this sacred container, this well of water within us, the waters of creation, clearing away karmas, traumas, limiting beliefs, clearing away guilt, shame, disconnection from our own bodies, disconnection and distortion of our sexual creative energy, allowing these all to be surrendered into the golden light as we strengthen our waters, the waters of the womb, strengthening our creation, the ability to channel our sexual energy into the light.
Surrendered. Any denseness, any heaviness, any energy.
As you breathe deeply, begin to envision a portal of starlight. Visualize the darkness of the womb, peppered by infinite number And as we are in this infinite space, swimming in the cosmic water,